If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblogues.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code podcast at joyandblokes.com.
It's the dictionary.
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 It's the
dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary, hosted by me, Spencer. That's me. That's the one. What is up with your faces today? Your face is looking really great. What is up with it? I don't know. Let's stop singing a song and start reading the words. Yeah. All right. The first word is flatline. One word. Verb. It's an intransitive verb from 1980. 1980. Number 1A. To register on an electronic monitor as having no brain waves or heartbeat. You know, they'll hook up your brain, hook up your heart to the machine, and if there's some activity, it's going beep, 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 beep. Or the brain waves are showing blah, 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 blah. Those are the brain waves. But when there is no activity, you just get nothing. You just get a flat line. Boop. And someday we'll all have a flat line. 1B, the synonym, is die. This is the verb, the action of dying, flatlining. Oh, they flatlined. Oh, buckets of gravy. We lost them. They flatlined. 2A, to be in a state of no progress or advancement. Our progress has flatlined. Number 2B, to come to an end. That's it. It's over. One day this podcast will flatline, and I hope that's many, many years from now. Flatliner. Flatliner. That's a noun. I don't want to take a trip on the flatliner. There was the movie Flatliners? Is that what it is? There's Scanner? Flatliners? I think so. But that how they all would like put themselves on like the brink of death, or they died, they flatlined, and then they brought them back. Flatliners. For some reason that seems wrong, but I think it's right. Okay. Well, we could do a flatline sound effect. Or we could do another sound effect. What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? We're just gonna go. The next word is flatling, or flatlings with an S, adverb from the 15th century. This is British dialect, so I guess it's not just all British, it's a specific part of British. It means with a flat side or edge. Flatling. You're doing a thing flatling with a flat side or edge. Maybe you're working on something with the flat side of a thing? Flatling? Sure. Next is flatmate. Noun from 1955. This is chiefly British, and it is one of two or more persons sharing the same flat. The flat is the apartment, the one-story apartment. Maybe it's a tiny flatlet, and maybe there's two or more people living in a flatlet. That's probably very difficult. And they are flatmates. Like we also say roommates, they're flatmates. Next is flat out, two words with a hyphen, adjective from 1906. Number one, being or going at maximum effort or speed. The farthest, fastest, strongest way you can go. You've put your car to the limit, or maybe your body to the limits, running as fast as you can, flat out. Why are we using flat out for that? Oh, they ran flat out down the road. I'm trying to think of the flat. The out sort of makes sense, but the flat, why flat? Number two, synonyms are out and out. That's one synonym. And also downright. As in the example, it was a flat out lie. Oh, when they said that Spencer was pretty, that was a flat out lie. Downright out and out. Yep, it's just like, it's just, that's it. That's what it is. It's just flat out. I'm trying to think of another way to, like, again, why flat out? Flat out. Sounds so normal, but weird. Out and out. Out and out. It's funny to think about. Really think about these words and, like, why we use them, how they're being used. Out and out. It was an out and out lie. Out and out lie. You said it out and you said it out again. It's out twice. All right. English is weird. Words are weird. Language is weird. Next is flat out, no hyphen, two words, adverb from 1932. Number one, in a blunt and direct manner. The synonym is openly, as in called flat out for revolution. That is a quote from the National Review. So the adjective, the adverb, very similar here, right? Oh, blunt, direct manner. I guess that's kind of similar to the flat-out lie example. Openly, maybe this, if we're connecting it to, like, maximum effort, it's just you've opened the floodgates, you've opened the gas pedal, you've opened all of your energy, something, I don't know. Flat out? Okay. Number two, here we go. At top speed or peak performance, as in, the car does 180 miles per hour flat out. When it's at its top performance, top peak speed, maximumness, it's flat out. Why? Again, I don't know. Number three, this is actually usually with a hyphen. The synonyms are absolutely and downright. This is usually used as an intensive, as in, is just flat out confusing. Is just flat out, it's the second part of a sentence. Blah, 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 is just flat out confusing. This podcast is just flat out confusing. It's an intensive, absolutely downright. We're just using it to intensify what we're trying to say. Okay, that's it for that one, the very confusing flat out. Next is flat panel, two words with a hyphen, adjective from 1977. This is relating to or being a thin, flat video display. An example would be a portable computer. Oh, look at that, you got one of them fancy flat panel portable computers. It's not a fat panel, it's a flat panel, because the video display panel is flat. Yeah, TVs, we call TVs flat panels, although are we even calling them that anymore because they're all flat panel? They're not the ones that were super, had a lot of depth, because they had all those pieces and tubes inside, those old CRT TVs. No. We got fancy technology. We are flat panel. My monitors, they're very, very skinny. Everything is very skinny and flat. Okay. Yep, that's it for that. And now we're going to go. We got flat picking, two words with a hyphen, noun from 1970. a method of playing a stringed instrument, like a guitar, with a plectrum held between the thumb and index finger. And I don't know what a plectrum is, so we are going to look it up. Me and all of my friends right now, here we go. Let's look up a plectrum. Yeah, that's the word. Oh, it's a pick. What? Did you know that a plectrum is a pick? Huh. That's so fascinating. Why don't we use this word? Is pick? I mean, okay, I think a pick, it's like you're picking the strings. That's probably where that name comes from. It's not short. Oh, that was a weird whistly sound my mouth made. It's not short for plectrum. Please, guitarists, ukuleleists, bassists, all of you stringed instrument players, please use the word plectrum from now on. You must. It will make me oh so happy if you use plectrum. After the concert, everybody wants, they're screaming for, throw me the plectrum, I want your plectrums. Okay, well, flat picking is using a plectrum, using a pick on the strings. Now we have flat race, two words, noun from 1848. This is a race, as for horses, on a level course without obstacles. And examples of the obstacles would be hurdles, things for the horses to jump over. Sometimes horses gotta jump over stuff. Sometimes they don't gotta jump over stuff. When they don't gotta jump over stuff, they're on a flat race. And I believe in the two episodes ago, there was something about, we had all those definitions for flat, and there was something about horses in there. This says compare to steeplechase, and I think that is the one with obstacles. Would you like your race with obstacles or without obstacles? Would you like a steeplechase or would you like a flat race? Steeplechase or flat race? One of them's got obstacles and the other one doesn't. Flat racing is a noun. Why steeplechase? Can you please explain that to me? You're chasing the steeples? You're running out? Are the hurdles the steeples? Maybe. Flat tax, two words, noun from 1952. The synonym is proportional tax. It's that seems like flat tax. I don't know. I guess it's like, it's just a percentage. Maybe that's what it is. It's a percentage of what you make. So it's flat. It's not adjustable. Maybe that's what it is. Sure, why not? Next is flatten. Verb from 1630, starting with transitive. To make flat. And then we have a whole bunch of sub-definitions. To make flat, like A. To make level or smooth. What are you making level or smooth? I think I talked about the table example before. Are there any other ones? Maybe a billiards table. Those have to be perfectly flat, perfectly level. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to billiard very well. The balls are going to be wibbly-wobbly all over the place, and we can't have that. You need to flatten your table. Number B, to knock down. Also, to defeat decisively. I imagine this is probably boxing or wrestling. You're trying to flatten your opponent so they lay flat on the canvas, on the floor, and you have defeated them decisively. C, to make dull or uninspired. This is often used with the word out, flatten out. So if I'm talking all like this, all crazy and whoop and doo and laugh and doss and boo-boo, up and down, but then I will gradually flatten out my voice until we become very dull and uninteresting. And maybe sometimes that's kind of how we like to be. After we have been flattened out, But no, sometimes we must unflatten out and go crazy. Number B. No, D. To make lusterless, and the thing that you are making lusterless could be paint. How do you make paint lusterless? Well, you can remove its luster, or you can maybe put something on there to get rid of the luster, the shininess. You're going to mat it, flatten it. Number E, to stabilize, especially at a lower level. Not sure what we're talking about here. An airplane? Not sure. Here we go with intransitive. To become flat or flatter, as A. To become dull or spiritless. Oh, when they took away my toy, I got flattened. I was so spiritless and dull. I didn't have my toy to play with, so I just sat in the corner and moped. B. To extend in or into a flat position or form. Curled up in a ball, but you want to be flat, so you flatten yourself onto the bed, I guess. C. To become uniform or stabilized, often at a new lower level. And this is usually used with the word out, to flat out. But again, I don't think I know what we're talking about here. Flattener is a noun. The one who is doing the flattening. I have not flattened my hair. It's kind of round and wavy. And if I flattened it, I could have put a book on there to flatten it. But I shall not be doing that today. Next is flatter. First form, verb, flatter. Flatter. Yes, verb from the 13th century, starting with transitive. Number one, to praise excessively, especially from motives of self-interest. Ooh, you want something, and so you want something from somebody specifically, so you're going to flatter them. You're going to say, oh, look at how great you're looking today. Look at how much money you have. Look at how you are such a good person. Now give me something. That's flatter. 2A is archaic. The synonym is the fourth definition for the word beguile. I think of that like confusing and, oh, they're so beguiling, interesting, fascinating. I guess that's similar to flattering. 2B, to encourage or gratify, especially with the assurance that something is right. As in, I flatter myself that my interpretation is correct. I flattered myself. My interpretation was correct when I was watching the movie, and I said, I think this is all about the economy. And then the director said, this is about the economy. I was like, oh my gosh, my interpretation was correct. I flatter myself. Let's read that one again. To encourage or gratify, especially with the assurance that something is right. I don't get to flatter myself very often. Nope, because I'm never right. 3.
If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code podcast at joyandblokes.com.
A, to portray too favorably, too much, too favorably, to portray something with way too much favor. The example is, the portrait flatters him. Please, please paint a portrait of me. Paint a pretty portrait of me. But flatter me. Make me look better than I really am in real life. Too favorably. Yes, I like that. 3B is to display to advantage. You're displaying something for an advantage. To display to advantage, as in candlelight, often flatters the face. Oh, well then maybe I should only be viewed in candlelight at all times. I will just walk around with candles with me all the time. Maybe one of those, like, three candle things, like when the people are walking through the big haunted mansion and all the lights have gone out and they have to walk in them, but it's a very flattering light. Look, they look so pretty in the candlelight. Intransitive, one of them, to use flattery in all of those different ways. You can use flattery on me. You can email me and write a review that says 5 stars and, wow, he is so smart and so well spoken and looks so great and knows just all the things to say at the exact right moment. What shall I give you? I don't know if I have anything to give you. Flatterer is a noun. Flatteringly is an adverb. This word, I think this is the first etymology we're coming across today in this episode. This is from Anglo-French, flatter, which means to lap or flatter. Of Germanic origin, akin to the Old High German flaz, which means flat. I don't really understand how that connects to all these definitions that we just read. To flatter, okay, that word means to flatter, but, like, what does flatter mean? Is it connected to the word flat? It seems like it is. If you're a smart person, please let me know how just the word flat, I don't know, do I have to go back and read all of those flat definitions? How is it about trying, making something better, talking about how something is better than it really is. Flatter, I don't know. The second form of flatter is a noun from 1714. One that flattens, especially a flat-faced swage or swage, used in smithing. Okay, well now, of course, I need to look up what a swage is, or a swage. It's just S-W-A-G-E. Shaped tool or die for giving a desired form to metal by hammering or pressure, a groove, ridge, or other molding on an object. Okay, so it's a thing. It's a tool used by metal workers to shape metal by striking with a hammer. So I think you put the metal on this thing if you want this in a certain shape, and then you hit the metal, the hot metal, with a hammer, and it will go around the shape of the swage, I think. So this flatter, one that flattens, a flat face. So this swage, if you want your metal to be flat, you will put it on a swage that has a flat face. So then when you smack the metal with a hammer, it will take on the shape of the swage, which in this case is flat. So it's a flatter. Yo, get me that flatter. This hot, soft metal needs to be flatter. So go get me that flatter, and I will boop, 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 hit it with the hammer until it becomes flat. Next is flattery, noun from the 14th century. Number 1A, the act or practice of flattering. Please, practice your flattery on me. If you're not very good at flattery, you can practice it with me, and I will listen to all of the wonderful things that you have to say to me. 1B1, something that flatters is a flattery. 1B2, insincere or excessive praise. You don't really mean it. You're praising so much like, wow, dude, that's a whole lot of praise. I'm feeling a little uncomfortable. Is that insincere? Is that flattery that you are giving me? I don't trust you. Number two is obsolete. A pleasing self-deception. A pleasing self-deception. So you are deceiving yourself with this flattery, making yourself feel better. You're deceiving yourself by making yourself feel better because it's pleasing. It feels good. Interesting. It's obsolete. So I guess, we're not using it as much? Next is flat top, noun from 1940. Something with a flat or flattened upper surface. The upper surface of a thing is flat or flattened. Examples are A, the synonym is aircraft carrier. Oh yes, that whole top of the aircraft carrier has got to be flat because you got planes flying in. You can't have the top bumpy and wumpy, tilted or canted. No, it needs to be flat. B, modified crew cut. We're talking about hair. A crew cut, I think, is just when it's all just shaved and short, but a modified one, just leave the top a little longer, and then you just go across with your clippers. Maybe the people on the aircraft carrier were like, you know what? I think our hair should match the ship that we are working on. It should be flat, so maybe little planes can fly and land on our hair. Has anybody ever done that as like a costume? Where you get a crew cut and it's just hard enough where you can put little planes on your head. Okay, I think someone should do that. Flat top. Yes, I definitely think of hair when I think of a flat top. Next is, it's my sound effect. If you were smart and thought ahead, it's flatulence. FLATULENCE. Noun from 1711. Number one, the quality or state of being flatulent. I'm in a state of flatulence at all times. Number two, flatus, F-L-A-T-U-S, expelled through the anus. And we will see the word flatus in the next episode. Is it flatus? It's flatus. What? Flatus. The flatus expelled through the anus. The flatus through the anus. I'm expelling the flatus through the anus. That's flatulence. Why isn't it flatulence? Maybe some people say flatulence. Now we have flatulency. Noun from 1660. Flatulency. We're taking a boat on the flatulency. The synonym is the number one definition for the word flatulence, which is a quality or state of being flatulent. I'm in a state of flatulence or flatulency. The last word is flatulent. Yes, I think we're just going to see one more related word in the next episode. So flatulent, F-L-A-T-U-L-E-N-T. Adjective from 1599. Number one, A, likely to cause gas. Likely. It's very possible that that thing is going to cause some gas. So it is flatulent. Number one, B, marked by or affected with gas generated in the intestine or stomach. So I guess the first one is not so much about the body creating the gas. It's just about anything likely to cause gas. But the second one, 1B, marked by or affected with gas generated in the intestine or stomach. That's where all this stuff happens. Depending on what you eat, maybe how fast you eat, how little you eat, so many different things. There is going to be gas that is created. You cannot avoid it. We are all human. We are all these weird biological machines. Sometimes the gas, if it's higher up in the system, it's gonna come out the mouth. Sometimes, if it's low down in the system, it's gonna sit there for a while, and it's gonna take all of that rotting food that's just sitting in your system for hours and hours and hours, and it's gonna take on the smell, possibly. And then it's gradually gonna push its way out through all of the intestines, slowly but surely, until the flatus expels from the anus. And then that body is flatulent. Okay, now we got number two. A pompously or portentously overblown. No, what did I say? No, there's no A. It's just pompously or portentously overblown. And I think we're just talking about a person who's flatulent because they're pompous. They're very high on themselves and think they're all that in a bowl of cherries. And it's like they're filled with gas, filled with, they're probably flattering themselves a lot, I assume. A flatulent person. Flatulently is an adverb. And, hey, look at this, we got some etymology. Wonderful. This is from the Latin flatus, which means act of blowing or wind, from flare, which means to blow, and there's more at the word blow. So the gas blowing out of a hole, that's what this is all about. And I can't wait to talk about the first word in the next episode. Anything else? I mean, I don't know. I didn't see any connection to fart. You know, we had that word a while ago. I think, was Sharon on that episode, or did I just talk about it myself? Let's go back and see if there was any etymology that was connected to this. I don't think there is. Like, where did that word even come from? To break wind. Breaks wind, yeah. To expel intestinal gas from the anus, blah, 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 blah. So that one, the word fart, seems like it was more about the action of farting, breaking wind, expelling the gas from your butt. But flatulent is more about just any sort of gas coming out, butthole, mouth hole, any other sort of thing. It's a more scientific, proper word to be used in that situation, because it's more all-encompassing about gas in a thing coming out, and fart is more about just fart. Fart, 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 fart. Okay, well, I'm very glad that we got that information. And anything else to say about that? I'm definitely going to try to use flatulence more often than, and also flatus more often than fart, because it's just going to make me sound a lot better, I think. I think people will respect me a lot more if I say flatulence, flatus, that instead of fart. Yeah, I think I need to step up my game. I need to mature. And I think this is the perfect way to mature, by saying flatulent. I'm feeling so flatulent today. Wow, that really flattered me. All right, because that was the last word, we are now going to pick one as the word of the episode. Today we had flatline, flatling, flatmate, flat out, flat out, flat panel, flat picking, flat race, flat tax, flatten, flatter, flatter, flattery, flat top, flatulence, flatulency, and flatulent. Well, I definitely think that you can flatter me as much as you want, as much as you feel comfortable. Please, you know, send all of that my way. I could use some sometimes. And will I send the flattery back to you? Maybe I will. Maybe, just maybe. But I gotta pick one of these flatulent words. Which one will it be? I think flatulent is a good one, and I think we shall sing a song about flatulent. I'm feeling so flatulent, you better watch out. Maybe we just end it there. Are you feeling flatulent? Let's go be flatulent together. Wonderful, wonderful. Now I think I shall tell you about a movie that I watched. Oh, the next one is Rumors. Saw this on a plane because I had seen the trailer a while back and it looked kind of interesting. This movie got a lot weirder than I expected it to. I guess it's worth a watch. It's about, was it five or seven political leaders, and they're getting together to talk about some stuff, but then it goes off the rails. And I don't know. I would be very curious to hear what people have to say about this, just because it gets so odd. I don't know. Maybe it's a good warning to know if it gets odd or something. I was not expecting it, and so I was very confused for a while. And I don't know how I feel about it. But anyway, hey, they swung for the fences, and I respect that. That's it for this episode. Thank you so much for checking out this show. Please go ahead, share it. Just a little bit. Share it a little bit. And email me, leave a voicemail on the Google Voice number if you want to say something. Follow me on social media. My personal is at SpeedJampar. You can watch this show on YouTube. You can look at my other YouTube videos. I got a bunch of just random stuff up there. Maybe you'll like it, maybe you won't. Buy some merchandise and join the Patreon for $1 a month. It will get you early episodes. Yes, it will. I promise you. This has been Spencer Spencing? Flattering himself as much as he can, saying, look how great it is when you're feeling flatulent. Dispensing information. Goodbye.